I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois' marijuana law won't take effect until next year, but the Illinois State Police are wasting no time. Sam Dunklaw reports the agency is preparing to enforce new regulations surrounding legal cannabis.
Brendan Kelly, acting director of the state police, states the more obvious of those regulations.
You still can't be driving around with a pound of weed in the front seat of your car. That's still against the law. You can't be under the influence of cannabis while you are driving. So there's been some regulation and laws put in place.
Just how the state police will test a driver's intoxication level is still up in the air. Kelly says the department is looking into saliva-based testing, technology that other states have used that, quote, shows promise. In the meantime, it'll be ramping up new training techniques for cadets and finding marijuana arrest records to expunge. Anyone who was arrested simply for having pot will get to have their record automatically wiped thanks to the new law. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Members of the Illinois Congressional Delegation were able to secure 6 months of additional funding for a cross-state Amtrak route. The extension provides $177 million to help establish a route between Chicago and the Quad Cities. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth said a key to the delegation's success was linking up with the head of the Federal Railroad Administration.
Senator Durbin, Representative Bustos, and I have sent him letters. We've called him, and then I had him in a hearing, and I got him to agree to support it. And the very next day, they announced that the money would be released. So I'm very proud of that.
Duckworth says she will support other rail projects. These include the Saluki line from Chicago to Carbondale and repairing decaying infrastructure along the state's rail routes. Illinois' third largest city will soon have more eyes on the street thanks to a $250,000 state grant to equip police squad cars with high-definition video cameras. The Rockford Register-Star reports the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board grant will allow the city of Rockford to equip 38 more squad cars with camera systems. That means the department could have cameras in all 125 squad cars by the end of the year. The devices have been an important crime-fighting tool across the country, providing crucial video evidence in criminal cases. Just as significantly, they have been instrumental in police misconduct investigations, helping to prove officer misconduct and exonerate falsely accused officers. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Crews cleaning up roads in the Metro East that have been underwater for weeks because of flooding are now using fire hoses and snowplows in an effort to clear those roadways of mud, slime, and other debris. The Illinois Department of Transportation Region 5 Operations Engineer Joseph Monroe tells the Belleville News Democrat the mud was caked on so thickly in some areas in Grafton and Alton that workers needed a fire hose and a snowplow to remove it. Monroe says most of the damage to those roads so far has been erosion of shoulders. State police say three people were killed yesterday in a chain reaction crash on Interstate 24 in southern Illinois. Eight vehicles were involved in that crash. It happened around 12:40 Sunday afternoon. Investigators say seven of the vehicles had stopped in traffic. The eighth, a semi, failed to slow down and rear-ended the others, causing the chain reaction. Six victims were taken to the hospital. Four were not injured. Three were killed. The driver of the semi, 57-year-old Ricky Warren of Holly Springs, Mississippi, was cited for failing to reduce speed and for following too closely. More charges may follow. Drivers caught using their cell phones will face harsher penalties under a new law that takes effect today. Instead of just a warning, if you're caught texting, and you'll be issued a moving violation, and it goes on your driving record. Those convicted of three moving violations in a year can have their license suspended. Those violators also face fines. It's $75 for the first offense, $100 for the second, and $125 for the third, $150 for all future offenses. I'm Jennifer Fuller.